Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh boy. Now, what if game six?
We'll be fine.
Well, thank you, Evan. What you mean, oh boy? I just thought of something.
You are something else. What is that?
Well, and I love being positive.
This Unfortunately, guy I do know you.
But you know what this, you know what today is exactly like, don't you?
When they were about to close out the Kings?
Correct.
Yes, I feel that. I got to slow down, boy. No, this is different.
No Phil Collins today. No Phil Collins today, ladies and gentlemen. Dude,
that was a show for, I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Thank God Warriors, I wasn't here that day.
Yeah, the Warriors had, everybody thought they were going to finish off the Sacramento Kings in 2020, I don't remember, 23, that's right, 2023, and They took a whooping that Friday night by the Kings, and the Kings ended up forcing a game seven.
Yeah.
The Warriors ended up winning that. But Curry gave
that speech.
The Warriors would, I'm certain, like to avoid that situation if possible.
No doubt. And, you know, you're going to be proud of me today, all of you. I am not looking forward, or I will not mention the team that awaits the Golden State Warriors or the winner of this series, but I'm just looking at what the guru computer spit out to me last night, Stani, and the bottom line is Steph Curry in game four had 17. They won that game. But in game five, he had 13. They lost that game. And that's 30 points in two games from the chef. But tonight, I think he puts his stamp on this game. I know it's about more than just points, but this will be a Curry flurry, and that's why I'm confident.
All right. I look at that as it's not a bad guess. That's not a bad guess. I mean, Curry's come through a lot in these situations. But, I mean, we were just sitting in the, in the sales room. People were coming in and out, and everybody's saying, Warriors going to win tonight, right? Yeah. They got a shot. Yeah. They got a good shot to finish it off tonight.
It's going to be favorites coming into this series.
Big, easy game tonight, right?
Yeah. It's 6 p.m. Get there early, man.
I don't know if I'd say that.
Yeah, don't bury the lead, though, Stani. I look like new money. I do. Got a suit on, baby. Little bling. Are you going to go a whole segment and not say, Goo, my partner, you look clean? I think you were. Evan, I need help, man. Anyway, I feel like it look good, feel good.
Game six, Goo.
Yeah, there we go, Evan. You don't like the shirts with the suit jacket. I get it.
You don't like it when Goo dresses.
I think that's what it is, Evan. I think that's what
he dresses. Well,
yeah. What's up, Risotto?
He's up. Anyway, let's talk about this game six. How you feeling, Warrior fans? A little nervous? A little nervous or confident? I'm confident. Here's one thing I was thinking about. I got a couple things today that I want to dwell on. By the way, coming up at 11 o'clock, we're fingers crossed for
our guy.
Well, we'll see.
All right,
we'll see if he's our guy or not. Let me ask you this, Goo. What if you're the Warriors or a Warrior fan? What can you count on tonight from your team? You're the Golden State Warriors. You're playing game six tonight against Houston. What can we count on? Is there anything we can count on tonight? Take to the bank.
Pedigree. The Warriors have been in this situation often, and often they slayed the dragon. And now you bring in Jimmy Butler. You've brought in Jimmy Butler. So, Steinie, when that ball tips tonight, like Draymond said, you just throw this out after last game. Tonight at home in front of this crowd that I expect is going to be – the energy is going to be on 1,000. You can count on the Warriors led by Jimmy, Steph, and Dre to have that pedigree, to not get overwhelmed, get off to a good start, and maybe this might not even be close. That's what I'm hoping you can count on tonight. And I don't think that's a stretch.
Well, you gave me an interesting answer. I got to tell you, I wasn't necessarily thinking in that direction, but you're certainly right. I'm just looking at these two teams. I want to throw this out to Warrior fans. So I was just thinking it's a game six, and we always hear coaches say they want to know what they're getting out of a player.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about the Rockets. What can you count on?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
From the Rockets. To me, they have two things that you know they're bringing tonight.
Give it to me because I'm trying to guess what you're going to say because I got one.
They're going to bring defense.
Okay.
And they're going to bring relentlessness.
I've had energy. That's relentlessness.
Those have been a constant for five games. And I was just thinking about have the Warriors been able to hang their hat on anything like that? It's more of an identity thing. What's the Rockets' identity? They're young, they're athletic, they're on the ascent. They defend like crazy. They play hard. Yeah. That's their identity.
Energy on top.
Defensive identity.
All right.
What's the Warriors' identity?
We can do both of that. We can do it on the offensive end, and we can do it on the defensive end. Now, we're older, but you look at the numbers since the inception of Jimmy Butler, Steinie, the Warriors are as good as the Rockets, not younger, at defense.
Do you really believe that? Do you believe the Warriors are as good of a defensive team as Houston?
Now, that's, wow. We're keeping it real here. I'm going to sit here, Steinie. I'm keeping it real. I feel like the answer to that question is it's not on Front Street like it is for the Rockets because they're somewhat challenged offensively. So what they're great at becomes brighter.
So they are
Warriors, I have no problem saying, okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I think they're better than the Warriors
defensively. Man for man, I think they're I'll give you that.
Yeah,
But there's no shame in me saying or giving the edge to the Rockets.
No, not at all.
But how are the Rockets going to score is the major question. And that's all predicated on what Warriors we get defensively, right? Because the Warriors are going to be able, I believe, impose their will. Jimmy Butler does his thing. Forget last game. Just the natural essence of who the Warriors are. If I'm the Rockets, it's like, wow, we got two guys, Jimmy and Steph. We got to really worry about the cassette, the tone. But if you're going to tell me Van Vliet is going to be who he's been these last two games and Jalen Green is going to get you 20 and Amen Thompson is going to do some stuff and Dylan Brooks, those are a lot of ifs or box that needs to be checked more so for the Rockets than I'm giving the Rockets the defense. But the offense, I think, is a bigger question in this game for than the Warriors on both sides.
Yeah, I think the Golden State Warriors are a better team.
Yeah,
I think they're better offense. You know, if you combine offense and defense, and, you know, to me they're a better team. But the Rockets, they do have one thing that they do so well.
Yeah, I ain't lying.
It can.
I can't front on that, man.
You know, it can kind of overwhelm you. Let me ask. You see any scenario tonight? Let's talk about the various scenarios. Any chance you see the Rockets blowing the Warriors out?
None.
Any chance you see the Warriors blowing the Rockets out?
High. Like it could rain. I'm a weather forecast. Like, high, Steiny. I feel like after last game, they got the Warriors' attention. And I don't want to take anything from the Rockets. But, Steiny, I feel like the Warriors know not only do they want to close the series out, They owe the Rockets one for how that went.
What does that look like, do you think, you? Like a Warriors blowout?
Getting off to a good start, and when you say what constitutes a good start, sound offense, but defensively making the Rockets work on the offensive end, and then we see Houston maybe not have the best shooting half, maybe down by 8 or 9 at half, Evan, middle third quarter, the Warriors are up 12 or 13, and then you see, and again, a Rocket team, not we're throwing in the towel, but feel like, you know what, we've done all we can. I could be totally wrong because I expected what I'm telling you, Evan, last game, but that's what I envision it looking like.
All right, so I think the Warriors are favored by 5.5.
Yeah, it's moved from 4.5 to 5.5.
So you definitely locking in, loading up on the Warriors tonight, right?
If you ask me after 1 o'clock hour, because I'm going through some things right now inside the computer, a little slow, but I'll tell you, I don't like that. That's a little high. I'm fat mouthing because I feel good, but when you talk about the money and the honey, man, Steiny.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors have had a Game 6 similar to this a couple years ago, and they weren't able to get it done. Totally different team, obviously. Jimmy Butler now gives them a completely different dimension. But I'm just, you know, the series has now played 5 games, and I want to take stock of who's playing well. I want people to think about this. Who's been the best? Don't answer now.
Yeah.
I want you to 888-957-9570. Who's been the best player in this series? Who's been the best player in this series?
Damn.
So far. 888-957-9570. Because
Got an answer already?
I'm gonna be just like the listeners, and I'm gonna give it more thought during the break. But how would Warrior fans answer that?